Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And you know, in hearing that bell, you need to get your Bible. And this time I'd like you to turn to Acts chapter 2. What we're studying is about how that Israel, that nation of Israel, was a missionary nation, in that God had selected that nation so that through them he could bless all the nations of the earth. He would do that by using that nation to bring Christ into the world, and then from Jerusalem, the chief city of that nation, the gospel would go forth into all the world, and those who would hear and believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ would receive that spiritual blessing that God had promised to Abraham long ago. In our last class, we've been studying about how that God spake to the children of Israel from Mount Sinai. And there are prophecies comparing that to the way God would speak to the children of Israel first, and then to all the world from Mount Zion, that is in Jerusalem. And we read the prophecies of those things from Isaiah chapter 2 and from Micah chapter 4. And now, in just a moment, we're going to read the fulfillment of those things in Acts chapter 2. And there we will be in Jerusalem. And from Mount Zion, from where the temple stood, the word of God would begin to go forth into all the world. You'll want to follow along with your own Bible. So be turning to Acts chapter 2. And we'll begin reading there, beginning in verse 1. And this time we're going to read the entire chapter. Now, as you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you're ready, we're going to read Acts chapter 2. And I'm going to read this great chapter from the American Standard Version of 1901. And you can follow along closely with your own Bible, particularly if you have the King James Version. Now let's read Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was now come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them tongues parting asunder like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2 and verse 5. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitudes came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own language wherein we were born? Parthenians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, in Judea, in Cappadocia, in Pontus, in Asia, in Pergia, in Pamphylia, in Egypt, and the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and sojourners from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them speaking in our tongues the mighty works of God. And they were all amazed and were perplexed, saying one to another, What meaneth this? But others mocking said, They are filled with new wine. Acts 2 and verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spake forth unto them, saying, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, this be known unto you, and give ear unto my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken before by the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yea, and on my servants and on my handmaidens in those days will I pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord come, that great and notable day. And it shall be that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, even as ye yourselves know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David saith concerning him, I beheld the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover my flesh also shall dwell in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul unto Hades, neither wilt thou give thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou madest known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of gladness with thy countenance. Brethren, may I say unto you freely of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day, being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins he would set up one upon his throne, he, seeing this, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that neither was he left into Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are all witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath poured forth this which ye now see and hear. For David ascended not into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom ye crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For unto you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. They then that received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, and in fellowship, and breaking of bread, and in prayers. Acts 2 and verse 43. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles, and all that believed were together, and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods, and parted to them according as any man had need. and day by day continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord had added to them day by day those that were saved. So there's that great chapter wherein the word of the Lord went forth as was prophesied from Jerusalem and from Mount Zion. Now let's go back to the book of Exodus chapter 19 before Mount Sinai. Here we'll see what God did for the Israelites. We read in Exodus chapter 19 in verse 3, "And Moses went up unto God, and Jehovah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, since the glory of Jehovah appeared in the cloud by day and in the pillar of fire by night, which led the Israelites through the wilderness, and since God spoke to Moses and Aaron out of this cloud," Numbers chapter 12, verse 5, Numbers 14:10, Numbers 16:19, "It is probable that this cloud, as the indication of God's presence, was removed to the top of Sinai. But whatever indicated God's presence on Sinai, Moses went up, and Jehovah called to him out of the mount." Stephen says in Acts chapter 7, verses 38 and 39, "The angel spoke to him. This was the angel of God's presence. God sent through Moses the message which flows to the children of Israel." We read in Exodus chapter 19 in verse 4, God says, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how that I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." What God had done for the people was first impressed upon them. One, that God had performed his wonders in Egypt and had destroyed the Egyptians. Two, that he had borne the children of Israel on eagle's wings and brought them to himself, referring to God's watch care over Jacob and his descendants. Moses, in Deuteronomy 32, verses 10 and 11, says, "He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He compassed him about. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest, that fluttereth over her young. He spread abroad his wings and took them. He bare them on his pinions. As the eagle stirs up her nest to compel her young to leave it and to learn to fly, as she broods over them to warm them and protect them, and bear them upon her wings when tired and about to fall, so God disturbed the Israelites in Egypt to force them to leave, protected them from danger, and bore them on his pinions. He had brought them out to be a separate people unto himself." And so the Israelites were to obey God. We read in Exodus chapter 19, 5 and 6, "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall ye be mine own possession from among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Now therefore," he says, that is in consideration of what God had done for them, "they should obey him." What God has done for us should be the foundation of our obedience to him. John 14:19 tells us, "We love him because he first loved us." And we read in Romans chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, "Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasurest up for thyself wrath unto the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God?" we are to obey God because of what he's done for us.